AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lawmakers in Oklahoma have approved a bill that bans abortions with few exceptions. Providers say they would stop performing abortions as soon as the governor signs the bill. It would prohibit all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. Peyton Gendron, the white man accused of killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, appeared in court, standing silently during a brief proceeding. As he was led out, someone yelled, "Peyton, you're a coward," from the courtroom gallery. He's being held in jail without bail. Byron Brown is the mayor of Buffalo.
The evidence collection phase of this portion of the investigation inside the top supermarket has been concluded.
The president of Tops Market, John Persons, has pledged to open the store as soon as possible, but said he could not give a timeline. Stocks ended another volatile day lower today on Wall Street, bringing the market closer to its first bear market since the beginning of the pandemic. Stocks finished lower across the board, the Dow down 236 points. The Senate voted to approve another $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. 11 Republicans voted no. This is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The most expensive and painful thing America could possibly do in the long run would be to stop investing in sovereignty, stability, and deterrence before it's too late.
President Biden met at the White House with leaders from Sweden and Finland who want to join NATO.
They have the full, total, complete backing of the United States of America.
Vote counting in Pennsylvania's Republican primary for the Senate has dragged on to a third day as Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick remain essentially tied with tens of thousands of ballots left to tally in Pennsylvania. This is AP News. A Ukrainian medic has recorded her time in Mariupol on a data card smuggled out to the world.
A wounded little girl cries in pain and fear as she is led in on a stretcher. The girl's brother is also taken into hospital. Payevska starts to weep as she realizes the young boy is not going to make it. She walks outside and tells her colleague, "The boy is gone. The boy has died. They're still giving CPR to the girl. Maybe she will survive." Paramedic Sergei Chernoprivets, who worked with Payevska, told the AP, "She helped whoever needed help, including Russians. I cannot say that she's some kind of radical or Nazi. She, like a real medic, is apolitical and helps everyone who needs it." A Ukrainian fighter pulls up an injured Russian soldier who's handcuffed and kneeling on the ground, his face covered by a wool balaclava. Payevska explains why she treats them. "I cannot do otherwise. They're prisoners of war." I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.